Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, February 7th. You'll be interested to know, 29 years ago, today, in 1995, Mississippi became the last U.S. state to officially abolish slavery after it had ratified the 13th Amendment, but failed to submit the necessary paperwork. This significant event marked the end of a long and complicated journey towards the complete legal cessation of slavery in the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 22 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:06 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:49. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Friday with highs around 38, but temperatures will dip to about 32 in the afternoon, accompanied by a breezy west wind gusting up to 33. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 21 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 6:15 with a low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 34 and light west winds. Snow moves in Saturday night with a low around 24 and a high chance of accumulation. Sunday brings cloudy skies and more snow with a high near 35. A slight chance of snow lingers into Sunday night with lows around 15. Monday clears up with mostly sunny skies and a high near 31, while Monday night stays partly cloudy with a low around 15. Tuesday holds a chance of snow with cloudy skies and a high near 33, followed by likely snow Tuesday night with a low around 23. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts needs to build at least 222,000 more housing units over the next decade to address a housing affordability crisis and prevent the loss of workers to cheaper states, according to Governor Maura Healey's administration. Home production has failed to meet demand, worsened by high interest rates and a high cost of living. Median home prices have surged 73% since the year 2000, while household income has only increased 4%. Healy is proposing zoning changes and regulatory reviews to boost construction, a move crucial in the upcoming Boston mayoral race. Now on to sports. Ippi Mizuhara, the former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for defrauding the athlete. A federal judge issued the sentence, which also includes nearly $17 million in restitution, following Mizuhara's guilty plea to bank fraud and filing a false tax return. Mizuhara, who worked with Ohtani for over a decade, admitted to stealing funds to cover gambling debts, exceeding $40 million. Prosecutors argued he showed little remorse, and his attorney indicated Mizuhara may face deportation to Japan upon completing his sentence. Get ready. On Sunday at 6:30 Eastern on Fox, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 59. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5, with an over-under of 47.5. Patrick Mahomes looks to extend his stellar postseason, while Saquon Barkley aims to make history against the Eagles' top-ranked defense. This is a rematch of Super Bowl 57, where Mahomes led Kansas City to a 38-35 comeback win despite an ankle injury. He threw three touchdowns, earning Super Bowl MVP, while Jalen Hurts impressed with 304 passing yards and three rushing scores. In local sports, last night, the Dallas Mavericks edged out the Celtics 127-120 at TD Garden. Klay Thompson shone with 25 points, while Daniel Gafford added 15 rebounds for Dallas. Despite a valiant effort from Jaylen Brown, scoring 25 points, Boston fell short. The Mavericks improved to 27-26, while the Seas stand at 36-16. Tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the hot New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Tomorrow afternoon, at the Garden, the Bruins, 27-23-6, clash with the Golden Knights, who are 32-7-6. David Pastrnak, with 28 goals and 38 assists, leads Beantown. In top news, new research indicates that creatine, typically known for enhancing muscle performance, may also help alleviate cognitive fog after a poor night of sleep. A study published in the journal Scientific Reports in February 2024 involved 15 healthy participants who were kept awake overnight. Those who took a high dose of creatine showed improved brain metabolism and cognitive performance 3 hours later, especially in processing capacity and short-term memory. Experts suggest that creatine may support the brain's energy metabolism, potentially reversing some effects of sleep deprivation. As always, consult a medical provider before adding any supplement to your routine. In business news, a group of Florida car dealers has filed a lawsuit against Scout Motors, challenging its direct-to-consumer sales model. The complaint, lodged by nearly two dozen dealers of Audi and Volkswagen, claims that Scout is violating Florida law by accepting deposits from customers without proper licensing from the state's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. John Forehand, an attorney for the dealers, stated, "If you take a buyer deposit in Florida, it's the same as making a sale, and that's simply not allowed." Scout's first vehicles, an electric truck and SUV, will not go into production until 2027. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% for the week to about $97,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 20% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DJI, the world's largest drone maker, is facing a critical deadline to convince the United States government to avoid a ban on its products. Following an incident where one of its drones collided with a firefighting plane, DJI announced it would stop enforcing no-fly zones, including over sensitive locations like the White House. DJI's leadership argues that removing these zones could enhance safety by allowing operators to maintain better control of their drones. However, they acknowledge the urgency to address regulatory concerns, as the fate of their U.S. operations hangs in the balance by December 25th. and in entertainment news. Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool, is parting ways with Marvel after over 30 years. In a recent podcast episode, he shared feelings of indignity following perceived slights at the premiere of Deadpool and Wolverine. Notably, he was denied access to the afterparty and felt ignored by Marvel Studios head, Kevin Feige. Liefeld expressed, "Kevin Feige does not treat comic book creators well, emphasizing his disappointment with Marvel's treatment of creators." Despite receiving some recognition in the film, Liefeld's discomfort grew, leading him to conclude that Marvel no longer wanted him involved. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and former president, Barack Obama. And he said, "Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.